Hey everybody, so I know it's been quite a while since I have uploaded an episode for the podcast, but a couple weeks ago I had an awesome opportunity to be on a morning radio show locally here, so I wanted to post that audio for you guys. We were talking about how to find the right dog trainer for you, kind of what to look for and such. I'm going to post the audio of the interview on here, and then afterwards we are going to go over a few more things that I didn't quite get to get into the interview, just so that you guys have a full spectrum of understanding what to look for when you are trying to look for a dog trainer. All right, so here we go. Enjoy.
Sunny 102.1, 106.1 in Oswego. Eagles, got to take the long run here on a Friday at 7:41. 19 away from 8 o'clock, and I didn't realize this until somebody pointed it out. It's Dog Training Education Month, and who better to talk to than Jessica Palmer? She's dog training, grooming, pet photography, custom artwork, and a podcast. Jessica joins me now. Good morning, Jessica. How's everything going?
Good morning. Everything is going great.
Good, good. Okay, so we're into Dog Training Education Month, and everybody wants, of course, their dog to be the best, right?
And of course.
So we want to talk about how do you actually choose the right dog trainer for your pet?
Yeah, so first, it's important to recognize that dog training is actually an unregulated industry. So anyone out there can just make up business cards and say, I'm a dog trainer now. So it is really important to actually kind of interview around and understand who you're getting for your dog. So first, I would say you want to make sure you ask them what kind of training methods do they use. There are some trainers that are pure positive. There are some trainers that are more balanced or more corrective-based training. So it's really about how big is their tool belt. The more tools that they have, the more different types of dogs that they're going to be able to train.
Yeah, right.
So that's something that's really important. And then obviously just asking them what their education or their background is. Not that a dog trainer that has a million certifications that they got from an online program mm-hmm. is going to be any better than a trainer who has no certifications but has been apprenticing under other trainers for years and years and gotten their hands on a ton of different dogs. So just important to ask them what their background is and where they got their education on how to train.
What's a good age to start a dog training?
Really, as soon as you can get them is a good time to start training. You can start your puppy right at 8 weeks, at least at home. You want to wait until they have all their shots, so at least 12 weeks before you bring them out anywhere to like a training class or something. But if there's a trainer who will come right to your house, you can start as early as 8 weeks. You really want to get them, you want to start them off right and start building good habits rather than having to break bad habits later.
Yeah, something like getting to sit, right? Maybe lie down. But
right.
Here's the key, though, and I've always, you know, thought this too. People will get their dog trained. They go to whatever, Petco, PetSmart, whatever. And then mm-hmm. they figure, okay, well, he's been to training, so that's it. But really, the training continues every day with your dog. Now, you know Ringo because you had a hand in developing where he is today. And,
right.
You know, so it's an everyday occurrence with him. You know what I mean? He's like a big old sloppy 12-year-old male that all he wants to do is have a treat. So he'll do whatever he wants to try to do that. I have to go tell him, go over there and sit down before you get that treat. And invariably it's every day. He forgets. Right. So he's that kind of dog where it's always a challenge with him, but he knows the rules, but he always tries to break them. So I think that's important for people to understand. Your dog's always going to challenge you.
For sure. I mean, it's just like a child, right? It really is. You don't send your kids to school and then they come home and you don't do anything with them. Like
right.
It's your job as the parent to continue giving you the education.
That's
you know?
Right. You don't let your kid come home from school and say, hey, here's a beer. Enjoy the rest of your day, right?
Yeah, exactly. No. Like, just go do whatever you want.
You have boundaries and you have discipline. Are there some dogs that accept the different ways of training better than others? You know, is a German Shepherd different than a Labrador Retriever in the way you might train that dog?
I would say yes, in the sense that every dog is different. So I wouldn't necessarily put it as a breed thing. You can somewhat, like, know, okay, yeah, German Shepherd generally is going to have a different demeanor than a lab, but you really have to go by the individual dog.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's really important to find. That's why I was talking about finding a trainer that has a lot of different tools on their tool belt of how they can train rather than, you know, just a one trick pony. This is how I train every single
right.
dog,
yeah, yeah.
But every single dog is different. So really it's important to have that balance. Or if you start with one trainer and it's not working for your dog, don't be afraid to say, hey, this just is not working. We're going to go with somebody else.
Do it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I see dogs. Well, I'm downtown here. People are walking their dogs, only I say the dog's walking them. They're pulling them down the street. Obviously, have never attempted to correct that dog and make it more comfortable for the person to walk the dog. There's so much.
Right.
There's so much involved. And, of course, Jessica's not, as I said before, she's not only a dog trainer, but also you do the pet photography, you do artwork, you do so many things. They can find you on Facebook. What, Mother of Dog? Is that what you go by on Facebook, right? And
yep,
then
that's it,
you have a podcast, too, that may help out people. How do they find that?
So the podcast they can find on any of the podcast platforms. It's just Mother of Dog, again.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find it on Spotify or any of the other anywhere else,
right.
You Apple, iPod, whatever they are.
Yeah, check her out.
I don't even know all the things, but.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. But check her out. She's very good. She knows what she's talking about in photography and everywhere else you meet. You may want to contact her for even grooming, too. She does grooming. So she has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the field of your dog. So please get your dogs in order, will you, please? I thought I'd bring in Ringo today, but I didn't. I left him home. I should have brought him in. Because he would talk to you.
Yeah.
as long as you had food, that's where he's coming from.
Yeah, right.
All right, Jess, have a great day, and we'll be talking to you again online here right on Sunday. Thanks for being with us.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day.
All right.
Okay, so first of all, I do want to thank Rick Gehry and The Morning Show on Sunny 102 for that awesome interview. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. I do want to get into a couple other things that I did not get to get into while we were actually talking on the radio. So I did go over the fact that obviously dog training is an unregulated industry, and when you're first looking around for dog trainers, obviously you do want to look for what type of training methods do they use, and is it what's best for both you and your dog? Both of you need to be comfortable with the training methods that are being used, but also it needs to be a training method that is actually going to help your dog with the issues that you're having. So definitely you can do a little bit of research on that. And then going into the education part of, you know, what type of education these people have. Do they have a bunch of certifications that they got online? Did they do an apprenticeship? Do they have a degree in something that has to do with animal behavior or anything like that? While education is important, I think experience is even more important. So just keep that in mind, and any educational background that the people have, take it with a grain of salt. So those are the things that I did get to go over in the interview, but that was just a little bit of a recap. As far as stuff that I did not get to get to, one is just knowing, where do these trainers train? So where does the trainer train out of? Do they have a facility? Do they do it in your home? Do they do it out in public? Where is the training going to take place? Because that makes a huge difference as far as what you are looking for what is going to be best for your dog. If you need to get your dog around other dogs, probably a place that has a facility is going to be the easiest to have that happen, because they are going to have a bunch of dogs in that facility and you are going to be able to utilize other dogs that are in training to get your dog around, which can be very helpful. If you are looking for something specific to your house, say potty training, or there's specific things that your dog is doing that only happens at home, like they're totally friendly with people out and about, but at your house, not so much, then somebody who does at least at some point come to your house is going to be important. And if you're someone who wants to be able to take your dog out and about everywhere, then maybe someone who trains mostly in public is going to be the best bet for you. So where do they train? That is going to be important. Also, how do they train? Not in the method sense, but as far as what type of training do they offer? Group classes, private lessons, board and trains. What is going to be best for you, for your dog, and the situation that you have right now? So definitely look into that or ask about that when you are interviewing your trainers. What type of classes do they offer and what do they think is going to be best for the issues that you're having with your dog? If your dog is, again, struggling, maybe being around other dogs, probably a trainer that just offers group classes is not going to be the best thing for you. Really, you're going to need to start with private lessons and get some basics underneath your dog and a basic understanding of how to pay attention and what commands mean before, and ignoring distractions before you can put them into an environment like that. If it's something where you're going on vacation and you need to board your dog anyway, and he also needs to be trained, then maybe a board and train situation is best for you. Or if you are, physically not able to do the training up front, maybe a board and train makes more sense, as long as you can keep up on the training afterwards. Private lessons, I feel like, are always good. You should be involved in the training no matter who you go with. So that's definitely important. On top of that, what do they train? So there's a lot of different dog trainers out there that specialize in different things. So if you're looking for just basic obedience versus advanced obedience versus behavior modification versus you're looking to get them into a sport, agility, barn hunt, bite work, hunting, if you're looking to get your dog into hunting, or you're trying to do therapy dog work, or you need service dog stuff, that is going to make a huge difference as far as what trainer you are going to go with, because every trainer has a different ability to do certain stuff with training. So that was a weird way to say that, but there's trainers who specialize in certain things. So if you can find a trainer that specializes in what you want to teach your dog, that is obviously going to work out best. If you want a therapy dog that just lays around and is friendly with people, you are not going to go to a trainer who specializes in Schutzen work and, bite work and that type of stuff. So that's something that is definitely important. The other thing is accessibility. So how accessible is the trainer? Can you reach them easily? If you are someone who prefers to text all the time and does not like talking on the phone, do they have that ability? Do they have a social media presence? Is it something where you can get more information from them without even contacting them specifically, but you can watch videos that they've made, that type of stuff. If you love talking on the phone and that's the only way you want to communicate, then finding someone who's very accessible that way is important. Asking them if you can come and watch a group class, or maybe if they have clients that they can refer you to that you can talk to ahead of time. Those are nice things to ask too if you're really, I don't know, I feel like if you're at a point where you feel like you need to do that, maybe that trainer already isn't giving you the right vibes that you feel like you need to talk to other clients one-on-one, or you need to go and watch them train specifically. I think at this point, most trainers should have enough stuff on social media for you to get a good sense of how they train without you having to go there in person. But if that's something that is really important to you, then definitely that is something that you need to look for in the trainer that you're going with. If you want a trainer that's going to allow you to come and watch a group class and be there in person, or see how they train in person, then look for that specific trainer. The biggest thing is, do you get along with them? It seems like a minor thing, but I will tell you that relationship is everything in dog training. Your relationship with them, their relationship with your dog, your relationship with your dog. Really, dog trainers are relationship builders. That's what we do. So it is definitely important that you get a good feeling from this trainer and that you feel like you can get along with them, because you are going to be spending a lot of time with them over the course of your training, and you are trusting them with an important member of your family. So it should be someone that you are going to like to be around and that you understand. Just the way they talk, the analogies that they use, how do they compare things? Is what they're saying making sense to you even in the consultation? Or are they're talking way too much? They're way too technical. They're not technical enough. They're way too friendly. It's uncomfortable for you. It needs to be a partnership. It needs to be a relationship that you enjoy, because otherwise you are not going to put in the work. You're not going to understand how to put in the work. If they are not a trainer that breaks things down the way that you learn, then it's not going to work out best for you. Okay. So that is definitely something, probably the biggest thing to keep in mind, I would say, is making sure that you can actually get along with the trainer. And then all this other stuff obviously plays into it and is important as well, but the relationship that you form with your trainer is huge. So if you are uncomfortable around them in any way, I would keep looking for a trainer that you feel 100% comfortable with all of these things: their training methods, their education, how they explain things, how they interact with you, where they do their training with you, all of those things. You need to be 100% comfortable at all times. If you are not, that is fine. There's plenty of other dog trainers for you to go to, and they should understand that as well. To me, consultations with clients are just as much for me to interview them as it is for them to interview me. There have been clients that I do not feel comfortable working with that I have told them that I don't think that I'm the right trainer for them. And I think that's important for trainers to know that that's okay too. All right. So anyway, that is the rest of what I wanted to get into my short radio interview. I hope you guys found this helpful. And next time you are looking for a dog trainer, definitely feel free to come back and listen to this podcast episode again. And make sure that you are finding the right dog trainer for you, because that is going to equal all the success for you and your dog by finding the right trainer. Thank you guys so much for listening today. If you found this episode helpful at all, or you know someone who might find it helpful, please share, share, share. That is how we're going to get this message out to as many people as possible. You can find me anywhere on social media at motherofdog.jp. That is my handle on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. And also my email is motherofdog.jp@gmail.com. So you can definitely email me with any questions, comments, concerns, anything that you guys want. I look forward to interacting with you guys, and I will see you in the next episode.